Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You are rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, Radio, Radio. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty ill, pretty bad right now. Didn't get a chance to sleep this weekend. Was out partying, doing my thing, you know, doing what we do to make things happen here in the LV. That's Las Vegas, for those who don't know. I am your host with the most, Coach Lee, and I'm giving this to you each and every Monday night here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to call in, you can call in at 347-826-7278. Again, 347-826-7278. I am at the home office, which is all to the good. It is all good today. I'm at the home office. I get to see the live chat board. I get to see a whole bunch of things. So if you join in the chat room, let me know. I definitely would throw a shout out to you. I actually pass some information if needed, you know, because I do what I do, because we do what we do here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. And like we always do, we always start this off with a little commercial, but I'm not quite prepared. Being ill causes you not to be prepared, you know. So I'm trying to get a special guest on here tonight. We're actually going to hear a clip in a hot second and talking about the women's football camp and conference. You know, we got a clip from a young lady named Nikki Johnson. Actually, Robin Nikki Johnson is her name. She actually was a rookie last year, and last year she spoke at the camp and conference talking about the NFL and flag football in high schools and trying to get it sanctioned here in the state of Nevada as a varsity sport. And I think she talked a little bit about her expectations of what it was going to be like to be a rookie or playing tackle football for the first time, because, again, she played like 6 or 7 years of flag football growing up. She followed the showgirls. And wind up being our rookie of the year this year and had a heck of a year. I think she was second in receptions in the league overall with 30 receptions, all-purpose, running back, quarterback, wide receiver, even play a little defense for us. But we'll tap into that in a hot second. Matter of fact, I'm just getting a little message from her. Let me check that out real quick as she just texts me. Ah, guess what? She's in class. So, you know, she goes to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and I guess I caught her in class. And so she's not going to be able to come on here live, but we will listen to that insert tonight. We'll also talk a little bit more about the hot board on, I mean, the hot topic on the Ning board. We didn't get a chance to hit that last week, and there's a couple of hot topics on there. And we'll also talk about the camping conference, what's going on, what's going down, and then we'll finish it up. We'll make it happen like that. And I wish those who are listening a good trip. This is your first time hearing me out. Hey, I'm Coach Lee. I'm a funny cat, but like I said, I got a raspy voice right now, and it's just a little itchy. But, you know, I'm always doing my thing here, and we make it happen, and we do what we do. So let's go ahead and start this off like we always do with our first commercial before we kick this thing off. So here we go. It should be jumping on now. You know I be rocking them Adidas. Why? Because they rocking my feet with no shoestrings in them. But also, you know what? They support women's football. Adidas. You should support Adidas. You should get Adidas. You should be kicking it in Adidas because they support women's sports. And for my next one, you know who it is. It's always Enterprise. Why? Because they pick you up. And we're just going to end it like that because I went a little bit overtime. I'm normally done with this section already. But you know what? We're going to kick this off with the ball and it's a deep kick, and that's what we talk about here in Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Nothing but deep women's football issues, topics, and concerns. No biases here. I just speak what I know, and I know what I speak. You know, some people love me, some people hate me, but hey, I just give it to you like I give it to you because I'm a coach, and that's what we do. I have no favorites. We just do what we do because we want to win. But anyway, like I said, we got a couple of topics here, but we're going to start this off. So I kind of give you a little intro. Again, we got Nikki Johnson. She was a rookie this year for the Las Vegas Showgirls. This is a clip of her speaking last year at the conference. There is some clapping in the background because it is recorded. I think it was another function going on in the next room. So, you know, they might be clapping out of line, basically. She hadn't hit a point or something like that. But anyway, once we hear that clip, I will come back to you, and we'll talk about the clip a little bit, and then we'll move on. So, BJ, can you go ahead and hit that button for me?
So let's get a perspective on someone who has not even tapped into the tackle aspect of women's football, but is being a pioneer in what she do. So please explain, one, who you are, what you do, and what you got going, Nikki, okay? All right.
Well, I started playing football, or flag football at least, when I was 5 years old. And I was actually the first girl in the league here in Vegas. So at first, guys didn't respect me at all. they completely ignored me on the field, besides the guys that were on my team. When we played against people, they didn't pay attention to me at all. But by the end of the season, what you heard on the sidelines was, get the girl. after that, I recruited some of my friends to come play, and we had to get a girl in the video of the league. So after that happened, we had to spread out, and we gained more girls, and more girls to come out to play. It has dwindled a little bit lately, but we have had some really good turnouts. We've had at least, I think at most, we've had at least 10 girls teams, with at least 10 players on each team. And so we've had some really good turnouts, and from that, you have regions and nationals and stuff like that, which makes it even makes girls feel more passionate about it because you don't just have, okay, season and you have a little trophy in your dust. You have something you can work toward, which was region. And after you won region, you could go to nationals. And after nationals, there's the world tournament. And so it was something that girls can be passionate about. And even when they had said, I don't see a lot of girls, even in the tackle league, they're not passionate about it. I grew up with football and everything, and I learned to love the game, and I learned to be passionate about it. And I feel like a lot of the girls, okay, they watched a few games here and there, but they're just coming out just because. Not because they love the game, but it's just something to do. So I feel like that's kind of how it's going out. But I think for the future, we need to hit the youth now. If you want something to grow, if we don't want to dwindle like it has before, we need to hit the youth now. If they can become passionate now, then they're going to love the game and want to make it like professional like the NFL later. People who are going to actually do that and people who are actually going to make a difference are the people who actually love the game. I represent the NFL now. I went to the Nationals 3 times. I was the quarterback of my team. I was 12 years old when I was the first round. And I was my captain of the team, captain and internationally coach your own team. You have no coaches in your life. Your kids coach your team. So I was my captain, my coach, and my quarterback of my team, that I was the youngest kid on that team. I had grown up to 15 years old on that team, but I was coaching them. But I went there 3 times, and I met Dana Rappaport. She played professional tackle football in Canada. And she eventually called me a couple years later, and she made me a promise when I met her that she would get some things done and have me help her make flag football and football for girls widespread. I didn't believe her. It's just small talk. I mean, it's like big plans that you don't expect to come through. About 2.5 years later, I get a call from Sam, and she's like, okay, Las Vegas is going to be our biggest challenge, and we want you to go to the NIAA and talk them into it. Talk them into high school flag football for girls. Because if you have high school flag football, then maybe we can make it as a collegiate sport. And then after collegiate, you can have professional. You can't just, I mean, right now people are just like, okay, go pro right now. You can't do that. You have to start young, you have to start little with middle school teams or high school teams, then go to collegiate, and then go to pro. Because you won't have the all-star athletes in a professional game until you know the game. And when you find out to know the game and love the game, that's at a younger age. So right now, we, in Florida and Alaska, they actually have high school flag football teams, and they've had enormous amounts of girls come. Like girls from cheerleaders to football players, like random people coming out and playing to have fun. And they've learned to love the game. We have 10 representatives across the nation right now. I'm the representative of Las Vegas, and Las Vegas was the hardest to get them to say yes. And it's not, my job's not done at all whatsoever. Las Vegas is the biggest challenge because they don't have money at all whatsoever. Even this year, I played varsity basketball and varsity softball at school. We've had pay cuts. Like the money that we get to fund our program has been cut 60%. We have no money. We have uniforms literally from the day our school opened, which was 10 years ago. So we have to fundraise and be passionate about our sport, be passionate about what we do. We have to fundraise. We have to get sponsorships. We have to do it ourselves. And I think that's what brings people to be passionate and love the game and want to do it for the team, not just for themselves, but for the team. So I made a meeting with the president of the NIAA. We went and talked to him, and pretty much we didn't throw a lot of money at him. And even then, it was a maybe. Right now we're going off the promise that he's made. We told them, what if we could give you $250,000 every year for the next 5 years? And he said, let's look into it. But he wanted to spend that money how he wanted to. And we're like, no, that's not how. So we wanted to go to women's football, then women's sports, and if there's some left, okay, use it for how you want it. And even after throwing that much money at it, and even saying that we will have NFL players and coaches come, teach your coach how to coach it, teach your players how to play it. They still said maybe. So right now, it's more about people being willing to try it. And having only me as one person coming to him and saying, come on, let's do it, it's not much. But if I was to have, even Lock Lake Showgirls, I guess it kind of helps if you have numbers of people who want it to happen. That's more convincing than just one person, hey, can we just do this? It's more convincing when you have more people. So I think if we were to get more kids wanting to play and begging to play, then it'll happen. And we can get that going, and as soon as that gets going, then professionals can start getting noticed. There's, I don't know, how many leagues? Professional women's leagues?
There's like three or four.
I mean, so I think if they can get noticed, they can combine and make one league. All.
Lovely world that we all want to live in.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what we want to happen. And to have like a WNFL, something, a big association like that, so that everybody can play together instead of being separated like we are now. I just feel like we need more passion and people to want to go out and play because they want to play, not just because it's something to do for the day, or I guess that'd be cool, or just to say, I play football. But we're trying as hard as we can. All we can say is it's going to take time. But to make it go faster, we need more people. So it's just anybody who's willing to help, anybody who's willing to sponsor or even just show up and say, hey, we should really do this, is going to help. So it's just, I mean, Las Vegas Showgirls, they've even come to our flag football, little championships, and our little tournaments and stuff, just to talk to us about it, about pro football and everything. And that's helped. A lot of girls have been like, oh, really? Like, that's really cool. They have no idea that this exists at all whatsoever. So it's kind of like, they need to be informed. And if they're informed, they're going to be like, oh, well, I have something to work toward. I feel like if they don't have anything to work toward, they're not going to care. So that's where the future is, and that's where I want it to go, is to at least start it from you and get it as a professional.
All right. Like I said, that's my girl, Nikki Johnson, talking at the conference last year, who hadn't even, stepped on the field of playing women's football and had some knowledge that she was dropping. She talked about, one league. This is somebody who's never even been around women's football, and you probably heard everybody laughing at that one. But she was just talking about, getting out there, getting out into the community and letting these young girls know that there's adult women who play tackle football. And I know that's one of the things that we've done and actually attracted her and a few other young ladies that can't wait till they turn 18 so they can play for the Showgirls. But again, this was somebody who's fresh and new to women's tackle football, who has some insight on what's going on. She's also the ambassador for the NFL, for the flag football, promoting flag football in high school for girls. And, she got a lot of things on her plate. She's a student at the University of Las Vegas, Nevada. She's an all-star player for me. She's actually playing in the 18 and under flag football national tournaments right now. So that's what she's been working on over the last couple of weeks, and actually the last couple of months. But I definitely would like to get her back onto the show so that we can talk about, her experience. Again, she was the rookie of the year for the Las Vegas Showgirls and second in the league in receptions with, I think it was 30 or 31 receptions, and with all purpose, running back, quarterback, wide receiver. And I definitely would like to hear her perspective now on tackle football, since she has a year under her belt and what her expectations are for this coming 2010 season, because I know she's been put on about 5 to 10 pounds, been muscled up a little bit, and she says she's getting her body ready to go. But again, you rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee, Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, If you want to call in, you can call in at 347-826-7278. What we're going to do is we're going to drop it into another, you know, my Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We be doing the Adidas commercial real quick, 30 seconds. Give me a quick little wet my whistle break, and then we're going to get right into it here on Blog Talk Radio, Four Quarters with Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio. Talk about them or what? Oh yeah, them Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. Why? Because they supporting women's sports. They supporting women's football. And you know what? We just got to get off our butts and get out there and rock those Adidas, you know, anytime, anywhere, any place. And also, you know, Four Quarters Coastly is brought to you by Enterprise. Why? Because they'll pick you up. When you need to rent a car, pick Enterprise. Why? Because, again, they will pick you up. You know, so we're going to move on. Like I said, I will bring Nikki on next week as a special guest of mine. Like I said, I don't have too many guests on the show, Coach Lee. It's very self-opinionated. I wouldn't even say opinionated. It's just what I know, because I do what I do, and I always leave it open for people to call. But you know what? We'll get with that in a minute. But right now we're going to talk about, you know, some hot topics on the Ning board. As you guys know, I do facilitate the number one, one women's football informational board called Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com. That's Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com. We talk about everything under the sun of women's football, everything under the moon in women's football. And, you know, one of the hot topics that's going on is with a topic that was done by F. Bird Images. I want to say it's Firebird Images, but it goes by F. Bird. And it was Women's International Championship to be held in Sweden, 2010. IWFL leads the way. Let me read real quick for those who don't know, who aren't on a Ning board, so I can give you the highlight here. Basically, I'm going to give you the rundown. Football history be made in Stockholm, Sweden next summer. USA Football, the sport's national governing body on youth and amateur levels, will assemble and manage America's first women's national team in the sport. 45 of America's best female athletes will comprise USA Football 2010 women's national team, which will compete in the first International Federation of American Football, the IFAF Women's World Championship in Stockholm, Sweden, from July 26th to July 4th, 2010. Six countries, including the United States, will participate in this landmark tournament. Again, those will be Australia, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Germany, Finland, Sweden, Venezuela, and the USA. Team USA will be selected from the Independent Women's Football League, which consists of more than 1,800 females of 51 teams across the United States. USA Football will assist with the assistance from the IWFL, will select and announce its teams, coaches, by February 1st, 2010, which is all to the good. And you can find this information over at the IWFL official partner of the USA Football. You can go to IWFLsports.com and get all that information. So as you can see, it's congratulations on the USA Football, the IWFL. I think it's great steps towards the women's game. Period. You know, anything that you can do to get some press, anything worldly, anything locally, and anything in between is great. And that's something that you always hear from me. No matter what team, no matter what league, it's always good and it's always promoting football. And, you know, so the bottom line was, I'm not going to go into every issue here, but, you know, some of the things that stood out that got this topic on fire was, it wasn't the fact that it's women going over and participating, but I think there was a lot of women who had some issues, and I'll say some of the coaches And I'll say myself as well, had some of the issues of saying that it's going to be represented by the best 45 women. And in honesty, it's not the best 45. You know, for me to have open tryout to be the best of anything, you allow open tryouts to get the best. If you want to be the best, you got to bring in the best. And I just don't think that it's actually going to be representative of the best women in the world, or at least in the United States. But again, that's my humble opinion. I just think it should be honestly open to everybody. If you're going to represent the United States, then that's one thing. If you're just going to represent a particular person or a particular team or a particular league, then that's another thing. But, you know, my argument of the whole thing is basically would be to open it up to the best of the athletes in the world. I mean, I think a Serena Williams, I think who else I can think of? All these top women that play, Lisa Leslie could play some defensive end, free safety, wide receiver. So if we want to be the best, I think it should be open to all those who want to compete and have some kind of tryout, some kind of combine or something of that nature, and then pick the best 45 women from there. Those who do have a background in football probably would have the upper hand due to the fact that they know the game. But if a Marion Jones wanted to come and try out, somebody who runs a 10-700 meters, be it on juice or no juice, she still run 11 flat with no juice, because I've seen her do it in high school, you know, back in the day. So if she had an opportunity to try out, I would definitely want her on the team, you know, just because of the speed, the sure speed of the game. But, you know, like I said, the argument started because of the exclusive reasoning, which is all great, you know. But, you know, compile everything up and say, you know, this is going to be a particular league's representative of football. I think what it laid it out and everybody understood is this is the United States. But as I talk about it, it just wasn't me. So it's a whole bunch of people. You know, you have some people say, that's awesome, but why are there 1,000-plus players of another league being left out? Doesn't that hurt the sport more than help it? Each league has some amazing players. That's from Thomas O'Boyle. And then Firebird shoots back. Well, I assume that is because IWFL and the USA Football are partners, and USA Football is governing body that supplies the team for international competition, which is true. So there's nothing wrong with that. If they partner up, then that's great. Again, a lot of coaches and a lot of players named here in this particular topic had good arguments on both sides. Then you had Coach Lunatic. You know, wow, you got a name Lunatic. You got to be crazy, right? His complaint was, again, it's interesting to see how the two leagues match up, blah, 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 but it still remains the fact that USA really isn't USA unless every woman has an opportunity to be on it. So you can see how it got real hot. And, of course, I put in my 2 cents, you know, which you can read on the board. And the thing about it is it should be open to all. You don't discriminate based on affiliation. It's not the women's fault that they play for a team that's in their area that is not in the partnership. Again, open tryout will be great. But then people hit me up and say, well, Coach Lee, don't you run a international team? And I tell them, yeah. You know, but the bottom line for our international team is, you know, we want to make sure that everything is correct and handy-dandy. We have been in talks with other teams overseas on our each border, the northern border and the southern border, to play this year. It will be open to all. But again, it might not be. You know, it's all on what we want to do to put women's football under the same roof. Can it be more than one USA team? Yes, it could be. Could it be an ABC level team? Yes. Could it be an East-West, North-South team? Yes, it could. There's a lot of things that could be done out there to represent women's football. And, you know, the thing about it, my biggest argument is, if we're going to go on the world stage and put women's football out there, then let's represent the best that United States have to offer. And that's all I'm arguing. No matter what affiliation or association that's going to be representing the USA in whatever competition it is, we never want to go over there and not have the best represented. Because, again, we got one shot. one shot to put football on the world map. And if the product is no good, then it could be a killer for women's football. And that's the bottom line. You want to represent well. Is it going to be televised? I don't know. I don't know what the international game is all about. It's going to be the first of its kind. I know they want to try to make it an Olympic sport. But if it's not going to draw the fans, if it's not going to be a great product, if the scores are going to be lopsided 83-0, it's not going to be a good showing. I know I talked to the Canadian team, the national Canadian team, probably just about 2 weeks ago, and talked to the commissioner and the head person over there, and they're having tryouts right now, but the first time that those ladies are ever going to get together is once they get over to Sweden, 4 days before the game. And I told them, I said, that's not doing it any justice. You're just putting together a group of women to say, oh, we're just putting a team together just to represent. You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just me, but when I talk to the Canadian, the international team for the Canadians for the high school or 18 and under, they at least get together for a two-week training camp because they want to represent. They take it serious, and I'm asking them the same thing. Why aren't you taking women's football serious and just grabbing, you know, 30 women, and you're taking them over there, and they don't even practice? You know, so again, it's all about perception. And to me, if I'm in this women's football game and having fun and want to take it to the next level, I want to do it with the best. And that's straight from the heart, sincere. That's what it should be. It should be the best. It should be the best coaches. It should be the best players. It should be those who can get the numbers, who can, you know, fit the style of what's going on. You know, how is that determined? You know, is it an application? Was it, you know, show me film? Because my thing is, you know, just because you might be 6'2", don't mean you can play wide receiver. Now, if you got footage, if they had to put together a highlight video of, you know, some of their skills as part of the application process, then again, it's another way of evaluating. I don't think that a football player can be evaluated just on the paper application, you know, saying, oh, yeah, I played football for this many years. Now you can put your accolades there. If you was an MVP of the league and rushed for 1,400 yards or threw for 2,000 yards and 19 touchdowns, your numbers would definitely tell, you know, what type of player you were or what type of system you were in. So, again, it's going to be all great. It's going to be all groovy. And I think I got a caller on the line. Have I got a caller on the line?
Oh, big dog.
Oh, man, you always sneaking in here, man. How you be sneaking in the back door, dog? It's got to be Coach Bartley.
You know it. I come in stealth mode. You know how I do it.
Well, right now, man, we're talking about some international ball, you know. We're talking about international women's football, and I gave a little bit of my thoughts, you know, again, in my humble opinion, as it's put, you know, some qualifications should be laid out, and I think it should be open to all. What you got on the table, man? What's going on?
Well, let me first start off by saying, one, the thought of women playing international ball, it was actually, you know, came forth through you. You know, before the IWFL made their announcement, you know.
Say that again? I didn't hear you. Say that again?
Yeah, it was brought out through you first.
Oh.
Eagles.
So, okay.
So people don't get it twisted, you know. I know I'm not jumping on the bandwagon or anything, but let's keep it real.
Right.
Secondly, you know, one, I do think it's, you know, it's awesome the IWFL is able to, you know, go to Sweden and, you know, put together their version of a Team USA. But the one thing that I do want to make sure that everybody understands that there are other options.
Right, definitely that. There's other options out there.
There's this thing called, you know, allowing people to actually get out there and showcase their talent. And when you try to go through this whole selection process, you know, you pretty much alienate a lot of the best that are out there. And believe me, there are a lot of, you know, exceptional women that are out here playing this game that are not going to get noticed because they're going to slip through the cracks. You know, they're from another league or, you know, just because they didn't make the deadline for the sign-in, so to speak.
Right.
So my thing is this, and as I've mentioned before, You know, the company that I'm working for, Dual Sports, you know, they've been known across the world for putting together, you know, assembling men's teams to play in other countries in tournaments and things of that nature. Well, you know, they hired me to put together a women's program.
Okay.
To do the exact same thing that the men are doing. And right now I have confirmed two teams that are going to play, in a, you know, and I'm trying to get a third one for a tournament style like I do, like we do with the men's. The two teams that I have now are the Nuremberg Hurricanes out of Germany and the Kouvola Indians out of Finland.
Okay.
And I should have some exact dollar figures for everybody come, you know, the end of the month from the owner of Dual Sports, Justin McKenzie.
Okay.
But, you know, that, like I said, I'm the type of person, as soon as I get the updates, I want to let everybody know as to what's going on. And one thing I do want to make sure everybody truly understands, and this goes for all three leagues, I'm not going to say, oh, well, this is just for the WSFL. It doesn't
right.
work that way. This is for all three leagues. All women are accepted. Mm-hmm. If they want to play this game, if they want to go over here and travel and have some fun, you know, get to see other parts of the world that they probably have never seen before, then this is the perfect opportunity. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
I
think you have a good program over there. And like I said, I've checked it out. And, you know, like I said, it's all about those who wanting and willing and, you know, that want to experience that.
Exactly.
You know? And,
now, our thing is this, and this is the same thing that we do with the men, and it's been successful. You know, we'll get, like I said, I can take whoever and put together a good-ass team.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it before. You know, I can do it again. But the one thing that we will do is, you know, when we get everybody together, you know, we will run it like an NFL-style camp, two-a-day workouts, you know, give everybody time to relax, run, you know, do a little sightseeing. Get back early enough in time, you know, get some good quality rest, and then it starts back over.
Right.
You know, although we're going out here to have some fun and enjoy ourselves, fight, see, we coming to win.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know, to have the good experience, have the fun, but the thing about it is having quality ball and winning the game.
Winning the game, exactly.
Because you represent everybody, and that's what – that's what I try to tell everybody. When we do things, no matter what team, no matter what league, or no matter whatever, we all represent the sport of women's football.
Exactly.
And everybody has to step their level up and make the product better. And I just think that the argument was on the Ning board was, how can you claim to be the best 45 when it's not open to all to be able to even try out? You know, you're not even giving me an opportunity to showcase my skills.
Well, I'll put it to you like this, because I'll take any 45 and go up against that team, you know, and I guarantee you I will win.
Hey, you know, you're a coach. You know you're supposed to.
You know what I'm saying?
You're supposed to make it happen.
It ain't about that, though. But the whole thing that I want, like I said, I want to make sure that everybody, you know, that's out there, you know, listening, I want the word to go out that it's not about dual sports. It's not about USA football and the IWFL and IFAS. You know, it's about really putting women's American football out there so the world can take notice.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Like I said, you have your dual program, and like I said, we're buddies and everything, you know, but I don't knock your deal. You don't knock my deal. You know, it's the bottom line is we both want to represent well.
Yeah,
and,
no matter how you do it, you know, the fact of the matter is we're going to do this in support of women's football, and we want to take women's football to a whole nother level.
Right.
So, like I said, I'm waiting for someone else to come out and try to say that they are, let's say, negotiating a professional contract for a woman player to go play football.
Right. I know you mentioned that earlier. You got to deal with it.
I've already made that announcement,
right.
And I've already got a couple of candidates in waiting.
Okay.
So, you know, again, this is the real deal.
Okay. All right. Well, Coach, you know, it's always a pleasure having you on the show, baby, you know. And like I said, you're welcome anytime, just as anybody else is welcome. They can always just call in at 347-826-7278 in the middle, the beginning, the end of the show. It don't matter to me. If you got something to say, something to add, or you agree or you disagree, hey, just call on in and air it out right here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You know, Bartley gets in all the time.
You know, it's always a pleasure.
always, Coach. But you know what? Hey, I'm going to reach out to you, man. Make sure you make those announcements on the Ning board, whatever updates you got. If you don't have time to be on the show, shoot me a text message or an email or whatever, and I'll definitely make that announcement.
Oh, don't worry. It'll be announced tonight on the Ning board. It'll also go out on the dualsportsblogspot.com board as well. So.
Okay. All right. That is my boy, Coach Bartley, and with Dual Sports putting together his international team. Like he said earlier, I am a director of the Lady Football Eagles, women's football international team, and there's some things that we're working on. And like I said, we're going to lay it down and keep it open. And, you know, we want to represent with the best. Again, Coach Bartley talked to people overseas. I'm always in talk with people overseas. And like I said, north of the border, south of the border, I've definitely talked to the international play. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. It goes the way it goes. It does what it does, and it does what it does, you know. So the bottom line was, the argument was it fair or is it unfair? Are we truly representing as a whole, or are we just representing on one side? And like I said, it doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on. As long as you are on a side of the fence to make that argument back and forth and not being in the middle of the fence. And I think a lot of people get upset with me because when I do voice my opinion or I state what I have to say, I do it because that's what it's all about. I'm not trying to make everybody happy. I'm not trying to make everybody sad. The true movement of what I do as an individual is a true movement to move women's football forward. Again, like it or not, love it or leave it. You know, it's no sense of reinventing the wheel. The football game has been around 100 years. You know, there's no need to do this and do that if it's already been done. You know, you got the awesome pattern already out there. You got the board. You have the pieces of the puzzle. It's just a matter of you putting it together. And, again, a lot of people disagree with, you know, my methods and things because they think I'm egotistic and it's all about Dion. And like I said, you know, this is the only thing that is named after me. Four Quarters with Coach Lee is the only thing that I've done in women's football. And that's only because BJ, you know, tied my arm and choked me out and made me swim with 100-pound weight on my back to do this show. Because, again, I have a lot of information to give, a lot of helpful information. And I'm willing to help any and everybody, no matter what team. I put out information on the Ning board. That comes straight from the Las Vegas Showgirls that helped us out, be it a press release, be it, you know, ideas for fundraisers. That's just who I am. That's what I do. Like I said, you rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Again, that was one of the hot topics, international ball. What do you think about it? You know, should it be open or should it be closed? Should it be more than one team that represents the United States or what? You know, you can always email me at Las Vegas Showgirls, with a Z at the end, at yahoo.com. At Women's Tackle Football, no, not Women's Tackle Football, yeah, Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com. I'm always on there. You can hit me on that message board. Or you can hit me at Women's Football Camp. At Yahoo.com. Again, I got so many doggone emails and ways to get me. Hell, the best way to do it is just call me direct. Call me direct, 702-746-8878, you know. I'm pretty much open 24/7, but if you reach me after midnight, between midnight and 6 a.m., I ain't taking no calls. I'm sorry. I might be up, and if I catch it, I might catch it. But outside of that, hey, hit me at least 18 hours out the day. I'm available. So anyway, you know, we're going to finish up with that. And like I said, I would definitely love to get some feedback on what you guys think about international ball. How should the United States be represented? Do you think the best should be the best? And all those other good things. So, you know, as I see on the chat board, I'm public enemy number one. That's what my theme song is all about. That's why that's my favorite group. I just love that mentality. Because, again, if you don't have nobody talking about it and speaking about it, then nothing gets done. You know, just like Coach Anthony said, well, Coach Lee, you were the first one to even talk about international ball with the Lady Eagles. And I was like, yeah. You know what? But that puts a foot in somebody else's butt to get it going. So if I got to be that butt to drive it up somebody's rear end, and you can put the other words in there, then that's who I be, you know. And if it's moving women's football forward, then that's great. You know, controversy sometimes breeds competition, and competition breeds winners. So I know I'm a winner. And so that's what I got out of football. But I'm going to go ahead and drop into this commercial break, and we'll go about it just like that. So let me get on back to this one page here with my special My Adidas song, and then we'll get back and we'll talk about the Women's Football Camp and Conference. Oh, yeah, I rocked that a little bit longer because I love it when he ends it with, My Adidas. You know what I'm saying? You got to have an attitude. You got to build a brand. You got to build a product. And that's what we're doing here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You are rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You can reach me anytime during this, you know, hour show every Monday at 347-826-7278. Like I said, all I talk about is women's football. You know, I don't go off and try to be no guru of picking NFL or college. I just want to concentrate on women's football because that's what it's all about. And fans should just tune in. If you want to learn about football, women's football, yay, Four Quarters of Coach Lee is where it's at. If they don't know, they better know, and you better tell somebody, baby. But anyway, I'm trying to get lively, but my voice is just, it's really hurting my. My throat is killing. I'm going to take some Theraflu something after this and just get into bed and try to beat this little cold that's trying to come on. Beat it down to the ground. But, yeah, you know, like I said, this is the way we do it. You know, I'm excited. You know, we got about, what, we got like 7 more weeks left before the Women's Football Camp and Conference here in Las Vegas, Nevada, on the campus of UNLV on January 7th through the 10th. You know, my wish list was, or is, that I wish that more people got involved. I think there's a lot of information that they're missing on, and I'm not to say that I'm not happy with the amount of people that have registered. We got a great list of people. But for something in this caliber and with this much information, and that's being shared with each and every one of those who are involved in women's football, be it as a player, as a manager, as a coach, as an owner, or hell, as a league executive, everybody can learn. Because I don't believe that old dogs can't learn new tricks. That's bull crap. You know what I'm saying? I learn something every day. I learn from my 7-year-old son. I learn from my 11-year-old daughter each and every day. So don't tell me that a camp or a conference is not good for you or your players or whatever. That's baloney. I think you're blowing smoke, you know, the wrong smoke at that. So, again, you know, the camp and conference is going to be on the one. We got great guests. We got great workshops. And actually today I missed my deadline. I was supposed to actually post up the official agenda for the camp and conference. And it's not too far-fetched off of what's already up on the website as it is. It's just that, you know, I want to start giving a little bit more details. Because, again, the camp and conference is based on the amount of people that are there, okay? You know, when you're putting a camp and conference together or just a conference, you got to build it around your prospective clientele that are coming. So my anticipation was 480 people because I think that 480 people could definitely get a clue at what's going on. And is that number outrageous? No, it's not. Think about it. It's what? 100 teams nationwide that play women's football? Think about it. If you just got four players, two on offense and two on defense to come to the camp, that's 400 people right there. You know, if you got two coaches from each team, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, or whatever, offensive coach, defensive coach, that's 200 coaches. So that's 600 people right there. And then you got owners. If you just got two management people, that's another 200 people. So legitimately, it should be 800 people rocking this camp and conference. Will it get there? One day. Oh, yeah, one day it's going to get there. Trust me on that. Because I don't give up easy. You know, that's the thing about being a football player. It's called persistence. If it don't work this play, that's why you got four downs to get a first down. You know, and you can do it by throwing it or you can do it by running it, whatever you got to do. But again, you know, our numbers are a hell of a lot better than last year, and we're happy about that. The coaches are going to be two times better than they were last year, even though we had a great cast last year. The speakers are going to be off the chain. I think we got a lot more management people that realize that this is something they can benefit from. And like I said, the books ain't closed yet. You can sign up all the way to January 5th, if I'm not mistaken. I think the price is $175 now. But if you're going to walk to the door, it's going to be $225. And that's something that I talked to my staff about. You know, I didn't want to turn people away just because they didn't make the deadline date of November 1st. But I don't want to punish those who signed up by November 1st. So you got to come in between, you know. So, again, do your fundraiser. Do something to get your butt here to get better. Again, my job, and like I tell everybody, is to make women's football better. Then you need to take your job serious at what you do, be it if you're a quarterback, be it if you're a running back, wide receiver, offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, defensive back, kicker, general manager, water girl, water boy, you know, owner, marketeer, marketing director, merchandising director. We got all these people that's going to be talking to you. So, again, get off your lazy butts, find you $175, register to the camping conference. Find you a cheap flight. If you can't find a cheap flight, then you better get in the car. You can rent a car because Enterprise will pick you up. You know, where there's a will, there's a way to get it done. You know, it just is. It's funny how people spend their money. I know I'm talking about something off the topic, but really, if I really want that Starbucks coffee and I know it's $7, I'm gonna go look under the car seat, the ashtray, the couch, the kitchen drawers, old trash bags, or not trash bags, but grocery bags. I might put my change in that bag and unload it and left it in there. I'm going to borrow. I'm going to go sell some candy. I'm going to go hustle. Where there's a will, there's a way. That's all I got to say. But the bottom line is the Camping Conference is going on January 7th through the 10th here in Las Vegas. We're going to have a great lineup. We got some great things going on. We got some great coaches. And I still got coaches that are starting to commit now because they don't know if they're going to bowl games or not. So, you know, I might even have the whole staff at UNLV. Why? Because they just got fired. Well, actually, Coach got fired today, the head coach, Coach Stanford. And I know Coach Stanford real well, actually. He coached the year I went to college. He was at the same university with me for the first semester that I was there. Then he went on to the USC and then whatever. So, again, it's no telling who's going to show up at this point in time as far as the college coaches are concerned. But, you know, I've gotten word that, I can't say it. I hold on to it. I hold on to it because they're not going to be in a national championship game now because they lost a few games. But I won't mention the name because I don't want to be misrepresenting if he shows or don't show. But I did get in a phone call, and this particular coach said that he has it on his agenda, and if he's not in a national championship game, he'll check and see with me. But anyway, that'll be a surprise guest. But, you know, I know that the players that came made All-Stars. I know. I'm just going to talk from my team perspective. The Showgirls really benefited from the Camping Conference. We wind up having eight players make All-WFA. and 7 out of those 8 were at the camping conference. And that was their goal. That was their whole reasoning behind going to the camping conference. Do I think that the camping conference really made them that much better? I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say no. You know, what you learn in 3 days is not going to make you the best at what you do, but it gives you the foundation to become better at what you do. And I think that's what was drilled into the girls' heads, into the ladies' heads, was the work ethic, that if you want to be taken serious, then you need to do, you got to take yourself serious, and you got to really work hard at what you do. And that is something that all the ladies from the camp had taken. And those are email responses that I got back. And some of the quotes are on the womensfootballcamp.com website as testimonies or whatever. But it was a better understanding. They left there with a better understanding of what football was all about. They learned that there's more than one way to do something. Yes, you listen to your coach. And trust me, your coach, yes, that's what you do. If your coach wanted it done this way, then that's how you should do it. But that shouldn't stop you from learning how to get stronger, how to get faster, you know, another move as a running back, you know, how to carry the ball, another secure way. And these are the things that camps and conferences go to. I mean, that's what you go to. So, you know, check into the other football camps across the country, especially the offensive and defensive camps, the rival.com camps. Those are some of those are just combines. But the learning camps, you need to check into. If you're a coach, you need to check into the Nike camp, into the Adidas camp, and see the topics that these coaches are going through. It's the same thing that we're trying to do here with the women's football camp. Same stuff. Matter of fact, some of the same speakers. So, again, we can all learn something. Again, I'm not coaching. I'm just there. I'm there learning. I'm just fortunate enough to have all these wonderful coaches come and speak, and I take hell of a good notes, and I apply what I want to apply from what I learned. And that's one thing of being a great listener. You listen to everything, but that don't mean you have to do everything that you just heard. Whoa, speaking of heard, is that my song? Public Enemy, number one. Coach Lee, Public Enemy, number one. But, you know, this is how we do it. You know, again, this was probably one of my sorry shows or slow shows just because, you know what, it's hard really talking right now. And I really, 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 really got through this show. And I love it with the passion, and I never want to ever cancel on you guys, so I would never call in to cancel because I'm ill. It just got to be an emergency, because I got so much on my mind, and I refuse to lose. And your ticket is the Women's Football Camping Conference. You know, it's the meme board. It's this radio show. It's an outlet for us to learn the game of football. So, ladies, if you want to learn the game, you need to be watching the game Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. And, of course, on Monday nights, you need to check that out as well. But anyway, this is Coach Lee. You rocked 4 quarters with Coach Lee. My show got off a little bit. I didn't get on 4 topics, but I think we had a good show. You know, again, you can feel free to email me anytime at LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com, womensfootballcamp@yahoo.com, on the womenstacklefootballgroup.meme.com. You can always reach me at 704-864-8878. You got something to say? Say it. If you want something to pass along, then pass it along. You can do it right here every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific time, with Coach Lee, 4 quarters of Coach Lee, and I am out of here. Peace.